Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Shireen speaking to you on a recorded line. May I have the name of the person you are transferring?
I'm transferring Shamir Styles.
Okay, and can you confirm the phone number, please?
404-990-7051.
Okay, thank you. You can go ahead and transfer.
He's on the line now.
Okay. Hello, Shamir.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how are you? My name is Shireen, and I'll be further assisting you on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
And would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself or a loved one?
Myself.
Okay. And are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
And what is your date of birth?
11/13/1997.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
I'm so sorry to hear that. What is your date of diagnosis?
Let me show. My son is making noise. Say that
No
again. Let me
worries.
turn. Say that
When were you diagnosed with a
again.
meningioma? What month and year?
I was that November 13, 2020.
So on your birthday?
Basically, yes.
I'm so
Royce
sorry to
News
hear
Era.
that. Well, I'm gonna try to get through this as quickly as possible. I know it's not easy to talk about. Do you happen to know of anyone else that was injured by Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. And did you use the name brand injectable Depo Provera?
The brand name, yes, Depo
Okay.
Provera Birth Control.
Thank you. And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
And within 1 year, can you confirm you've had at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And then when did you start using it? What month and year?
2017.
What month in 2017?
You said what month? September.
September. And when did you stop using Depo?
I stopped using it after the side effects I started getting.
Okay, and when did you start
And that
getting
was
your side
probably
effects?
November.
November of what month? Of what year, I'm sorry.
2020.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Email.
And then your first name, I have it spelled C as in cat, H as in hair, I as in igloo, M as in Mary, E as in elephant, R as in rain, E as in elephant. And
Correct.
your last name, Styles, Stiles.
Yep, correct.
And what is your social?
672-03-2229.
You said 03 for the middle two numbers?
Yes,
Okay.
2229.
Okay, thank you. And then for your email, I have your first name dot last name at yahoo.com.
Yes.
For your phone number, I have 404-990-7051.
Correct.
Is that your cell, your home, or both?
So, well, both, might as well say.
Both. And can I get your current full address, please?
463 Boulevard, BOULEVARD. Apartment 103, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, Boulevard Northeast, my bad.
Okay,
463
no worries.
Boulevard Northeast.
And you said apartment 153?
103,
103. All right, thank you so much. I
Atlanta,
just tried.
Georgia.
And then, did you ever have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay, and then can I get the name of the facility of where you were diagnosed?
WellStar Atlanta Medical Center.
Is this where you were also treated?
Yes.
Thank you. And then I just want to confirm for the address, I have 303 Parkway Drive, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30312.
Yes.
And then can I get the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Dr. Michael Hartman.
Michael Hartman?
Mm-hmm.
And is he the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
And he works in neurosurgery?
Yes.
Thank you. And then where did you receive your depot shots? Was it also at the same facility or a different facility?
Different facility with my doctor, Dr. Tracy Lemon.
Okay. And what's the name of the facility?
Emory University Hospital.
And that's 1364 Clifton Road, Northeast?
550 Peachtree Street Road.
Oh.
I mean, Peachtree, Northeast.
Okay, I got it. 5 Peachtree Street, Northeast, Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're almost done. Give me one moment, okay? I'm just pulling this information. And then what did you say the name of the doctor was that prescribed you the depo?
Dr. Lemon.
Dr. Lemon?
Dr. Tracy Lemon. But I call her Dr. Lemon.
Okay.
Her whole name is Tracy Lemon.
Tracy R. Lemon?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you have any medical notes that you would like to add?
No.
Okay. And then do you have a copy of your medical records, or does the hospital have those medical records?
The hospital do.
Okay. And if you were to provide these medicals for the attorneys, would you do so by mail, electronically, or both?
I have to contact the hospital because I have my chart, but I forgot the password.
Okay, no worries. But the hospital does have them, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then would you be able to, when you get a hold of these records, would you be able to do so by mail, electronically, or both if the attorneys needed them?
Electronic.
Okay, thank you. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
They don't live with me.
Okay, and who is this person to you?
My mom.
And their phone number?
470-582. 2070.
And can you spell your mom's first name for me?
B-E-R-E-S-A Teresa Styles.
Styles?
Yes.
Okay. And then do you have her email by chance, or do you want me to put down your email?
My email.
And do you have her address by chance?
She moves a lot, so.
Okay. No worries. You can just put non-applicable for now. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and review the information with you. If anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do not already have an attorney assisting with filing a claim. You're filing this claim on behalf of yourself. You are a resident of the United States, and you were diagnosed with a meningioma roughly around November 13, 2020. I have your date of birth as November 13, 1997. You did use the name brand injectable Depo-Provera. You used it for at least 1 year minimum, and you've had 4 injections within 1 year prior to being diagnosed. You started using it roughly around September 1st, 2017, and stopped using it roughly around November 1st, 2020. I have your first name spelled C-H-I-M-E-R-E, last name Styles, S-T-Y-L-E-S. I have your social as 672-03-2229. I have your email as your first name, last name, shamim@yahoo.com, and I have your phone number as 404-990-7051. I have your address as 463 Boulevard Northeast, apartment 103 in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor's Michael Hartman. That is at the Wellstar Atlanta Medical Center facility. The address I have is 303 Parkway Drive Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30312. And the facility phone number I have is 404-265-4000. In regards to the doctor that prescribed you the depo shot, that was Tracy R. Lemon. Where you received the depo shot was at Emory. Oh, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. I'm here.
Okay.
Everything is right so far.
Okay. You received the depo shot at Emory University Hospital Midtown. That's 550 Peachtree Street Northeast in Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30308. And the phone number I have for the facility is 404-686-4411. In regards to your emergency contact, I have your mom that does not live with you. Her name is Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. Last name Styles, same as yours. Her phone number is 470-582-2070. For her address, I don't have anything. And then for your email, I put down your email. Does everything sound correct?
Mm-hmm.
Anything you'd like me to change or add?
No.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and send this over to you. I just need a couple signatures from you before moving forward. So you're going to receive a text. It's going to say DocuSign, and it's going to have my name on it, Shireen Sakala, and then there's going to be a link attached to it. Once you receive that text, let me know, and I can walk you through, okay?
I'm here on DocuSign. Hello.
Okay. So what I'll have you go ahead and do is you're going to click on the link. It's going to ask you to agree or accept electronic records and signature. And then you're going to go ahead and hit start. Once you hit start, it's going to go ahead and have you start signing, and it's going to lead you to all the signature fields. Once you're done, it'll say finish on the bottom, and then you can let me know, and then I'll walk you from there.
Okay. I'm on it.
Okay. If you have any questions, let me know, but it should take about like 30 seconds or so to sign and finish it.
Almost finished.
Okay, let me check on my end. Okay, perfect. I just received them. With that being said, the way this process is going to work is now that these documents are signed, the attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours or 5 to 10 business days, depending on how busy they are. They're just going to verify the case with you over the phone, which does take a couple of minutes. If you miss their call, please call them back. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so just keep that in mind and be on the lookout for their call. I also sent you a text from a 949 number. That's going to be my direct line. So if you have any questions or concerns before then, please feel free to contact me. I'd be more than happy to help you. With that being said, I do want to say it was a pleasure speaking with you. I do want to say I'm very, very sorry to hear what you went through. I also do want to ask you, how are you doing now?
I'm doing okay now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that. Well, I'm wishing you nothing but the best. And again, if you need anything at all, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. It was a pleasure speaking with you, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.